Sometimes the fun begins when the paved road ends. Chevy Silverado 2500 HD is made to work hard and play hard on the road or off. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for details and experience life in HD.
I mentioned Cook County Sheriff Tom Dart's office is launching a new effort to try to fight the carjacking that is certainly on the rise across the entire county. It isn't just the city. Many of the suburbs as well. Here to tell us more about it is Sheriff Tom Dart himself. Sheriff Dart, thanks for the time this afternoon. How are you doing?
I am doing wonderful, Anna. How are you doing?
All right. I heard you're doing this, and it sounds like it makes a heck of a lot of sense. Tell us more about what you're proposing here, what you're going to be doing.
Well, you know, Anna, I don't know if there's a criminal activity right now other than the obvious, you know, shootings that has been having people less at ease than carjackings. And they are breaking record numbers here in the county, all around the country. So it's happening everywhere. And so, you know, our office, the Chicago Police Department, federal agents, agencies, and, you know, state police, and so we're all working together, and we've made some headway. It might not look like it at the time, but we're recovering more cars, you know, double the amount we covered before this past year, and the time that they're out on the street has been cut in half too, which makes it easier to charge people and less crimes are committed. But we just have to do more. I mean, no one's happy with this, but we have to keep pushing this. And really, at the heart of a lot of this will be getting more buy-in from the car dealers themselves, or not dealers, the manufacturers, because there is things that they're working on now, but there's things right now that are somewhat straightforward, to be frank with you, that they could be doing that would go a long way to helping us track these cars real time and immediately. And they aren't being done yet. So that's one of the directions we're going in. We've also thrown out some additional assistance to, you know, just average citizens on things you can do to become less likely to be a victim. We've thrown that on our website, and some other things as well. But the heart of it is to really get more activity immediately from the manufacturers.
So the manufacturers, do most cars, what percentage of cars have this installed on the vehicles when the car is actually delivered?
You know, basically all the cars from 2015 on, which represent about 65% of the ones that are being stolen or carjacked, I mean, if 2015 on, they have them on there, almost all of them. Prior to 2015, it's very sporadic, but there are things that you can purchase to put on your car for those pre-2015 ones that some are less expensive than others to do as well. But there's definitely that capacity right now. But, you know, the big part of it, Anna, is this to have a system. It sounds crazy, but I can tell you we've been focused on this issue for quite a while now, and one of your old colleagues, Ro Khan's, been focused almost literally exclusively on this thing, and he has a wealth of information Ro has from, like, dealing with car dealerships and all that. So we've dug into this thing, and the reality is when we show up at the scene, the reality is that we have a difficult time getting the tracking going. And it is crazy how across the board it is, Anna, where sometimes a manufacturer or dealer will be right there on the spot to say, okay, we got it, we signed off on it, here's the tracking abilities that you need, and here's off to the races. There's other ones that are only 9-to-5 operations. They don't work on the weekends. And then there's other ones where we just get the runaround. I mean, literally, law enforcement is calling, hey, listen, this is one of your vehicles. It was just carjacked. When someone had a gun put to their head. Can you tell us where it's at? Can you help us in the tracking of it? And we get nothing. We get run around. And so just to have a system in place, to have like maybe one number that all law enforcement can call for each manufacturer that would be able to can immediately connect. We won't have to go through all the different hoops that we do now to try to get. At some points, Anna, they're telling us, you know, we need a search warrant. I was like, we've got the victim here. The victim has given us consent. We don't need a search warrant. And so if we can get this towards more uniform, we will shrink the amount of cars that are being stolen, and the ones that are being carjacked, it will be for a shorter period of time. We'll be able to catch people in the car within hours, and then guess what? We can charge them, because right now when those cars are gone for days or longer, the ability to sit there and say, that's the guy that put the gun to my head, is diminished a great deal. You know, everyone's wearing masks. The car has maybe gone through 5 or 6 people's hands now, and so you're you left charging the person with a misdemeanor. And when if we can get this thing tracked right away, it will be a game changer here. So I'm not yet at the point where I'm talking about like some of these other type of technological advances that we believe they're exploring, because, you know, Rode talked to me about like Tesla. They actually have cameras inside now. So if a guy was to have a car carjacked there, the Tesla car has a picture of the person driving the car. So we're
not. You know what's strange, yet. Sheriff Dart? You don't hear Tesla's getting carjacked, really.
Well, that's the other part. It's like zero. I'm not joking with you. It's like zero. And we've
it's
talked
almost like
about
they're
that,
doing their homework.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, the other part, you know, their handles of the door retract. That's helpful. So a guy can't just walk up to a person and grab the handle and pull it open, put the gun on someone. They can't get that to the driver. So there's lots of different little things, but if we could just start with the tracking element, it would be so helpful. So we're going to continue to push this. We've talked with them initially, but I'd be lying to you, Anna, if we had substantive conversations. We're not there yet. I don't anticipate that they're going to, you know, not join us on this thing, but, you know, we'll see where it plays out. But I just wanted people to know, A, we're doing this, but B, we're not going to give this like a 8-month window to let's have a series of meetings. Like, no. We need to move right away. There's loads of things we can do quickly, and we just need you to buy in and help us.
Yeah, gee, I sure hope they do. It just seems like a no-brainer. I can't understand the pushback if the car or the distributors or the manufacturers actually have that data that could help solve one of these crimes, and the owner of the car is okay with it. That seems pretty easy to just say, let's go get it.
Think about that, Anna. So you have that. Say we have a phone number on the street. The event just occurred. We contact the manufacturer. We're talking minutes later. We're tracking that car. Yeah. I mean, this can work like that. Yeah, and it shouldn't be hard, as I said. But we just need to get people to that point now.
Well, I mean, it sounds like a great idea. Thanks for sharing it with us, and I wish you success with it, Sheriff.
Great. Thank you so much, Anna. I appreciate it.
Good talking with you, Sheriff Tom Dart, Cook County Sheriff, there with that new program to fight carjacking. I sure hope it makes a difference. I hope it works out. I hope they get more cooperation.